各位听众朋友们大家好，这里是 2CR 澳洲中文广播电台的国语栏目。今天呢，我们很荣幸的邀请到了新南威尔士州州议员 Auck Lake 选区影子多元文化部长 Mark Curry 议员访问我们的直播间。Welcome to our Mandarin program on 2CR Australia Chinese Radio. I'm Betty. Today we will do an interview with Mark Curry, Member of Parliament in Auck Lake, Shadow Minister for Multiculturalism in New South Wales.
欢迎你 Mark， 对于那些可能还不太熟悉你的人，你能简要的介绍一下你自己，并且分享一下你最近在做什么吗？
Welcome Mark, and for those who might not be familiar with you yet, could you provide a brief introduction about yourself and share what you've been up to lately?
Well, thank you very much. My name is Mark Curry, and I'm the member for Oatley. I live in Penshurst with my wife and two boys, Sam and James.James goes to Mortdale Primary School and Sam goes to daycare. I'm born and raised in the local area. I went to school in the local area. And also before I was in Parliament, I ran my own successful small business and served on Clogra City Council for 8 years, advocating for strong, improved local services and infrastructure whilst also fighting against overdevelopment in our community.
Mark Curry 呢是 Auck Lake 的议员，他和他的妻子以及两个男孩 Sam 和 James 住在 Persons。James 去了 Mockdale 的小学 ，Sam 去了日托中心。他在当地出生、长大和上学。在他进入议会之前呢，曾经经营着自己非常成功的一个小企业，并且在卡沃市议会任职了8年，倡导大力改善当地服务和基础设施。同时呢，他也反对我们的社区过度的浪费和发展。
我们了解到啊，这个 Mockdale 呢是本地比较受欢迎的一个日常的购物地点，但是随着这个人流量的增加呢，交通堵塞和停车问题也成为了本地居民的一个困扰。你认为应该采取什么行动以解决居民的烦恼呢？
Knowing that Mockdale is a popular local shopping center, the recent increase of local visitors has brought about issue with traffic and parking. What steps do you think should be taken to address the traffic congestion in that area?
Well, that's a very good question. The biggest issue in Mortdale is the lack of parking, and the local council took away 11 car spots. My view is that we need to make it easier for people to visit Mortdale. We need to make it easier for people to get to work by jumping on the train at Mortdale railway station. What I'd like to see is more parking, and a parking station and a commuter car park at Mortdale.To make it easier for people to access the shops and our local transport hub. Mortdale is the centre of the St. George community, and of course we need to ensure that it is supported with increased parking. That will obviously take cars off our local streets and ease the traffic congestion in our local community.
他说这是一个非常好的问题。他表示 Mockdale 最大的问题呢，就是缺乏停车场。当地的议会取消了11个停车点，但是他认为呢，他需要让人们更容易的去访问 Mockdale 这个地方。他说他想让人们通过火车更方便的上班。他想看到是在 Mockdale 有更多的停车场、停车站和通勤车，从而让人们更容易的进入商场和当地的一些交通枢纽。他还提到 Mockdale 作为社区的一个中心，当然确保要增加一些停车位，这样呢才能让一些汽车离开他们这些街道，从而缓解交通的拥堵和压力。最近啊，这个新州政府对 Gorges River College 的收生政策做出了一些改变。从2025年开始，将会将中一二改成男女共校制度，而2026年将会进一步延伸直到中三四年级。你认为改为男女共校将会对当地社会有什么样的影响呢？
Recently, the Labor government had made a significant changes to Gorges River College, which is transitioning into co-educational enrollment for years 7 and 8 in 2025, and looking to expand to years 9 and 10 in 2026. How do you think this is going to impact the local community?
Well, whilst I support the changes, I think these changes don't go far enough. My view is thatThe three campuses, both Penshurst, Peakhurst and Hurstville, ought to go to year 12. This enables kids to finish their senior colleges or senior years at the same school. So three schools should all be co-ed. At Oatley Campus, which is a senior campus, we either keep it a senior campus or we transition it into, over time, a Year 7 to Year 12 campus. What we are missing in our community is a comprehensive 7 to 12 co-education high school, enabling both boys and girls attending the same school, finishing that school to Year 12.
他认为这些改变并不足够，不仅是7到10年级需要改变，应该是所有的年级都需要改为男女共校，这样的话呢，好让所有的学生都能够一起毕业。COVID 新冠疫情呢已经结束了差不多两年时间，你认为我们的社区已经全方面的恢复了吗？你认为还有什么是我们需要注意的？
The COVID pandemic had ended almost a couple of years now. Do you think the NSW community has fully recovered from it in different aspects like health, well-being, financial, social, and so on? Anything is of your concern at the moment?
Well, I think at the moment, the New South Wales community hasn't fully recovered, but we are heading in the right direction. Certainly over the years, thanks to the Liberal government, we've seen support for small business. We've seen support for multicultural media outlets such as 2CR, where governments have been able to provide much needed funding and grants to support the community, to support the business community, to support jobs and job creation in New South Wales. Unfortunately, I don't think we're fully recovered, but we are certainly heading in the right direction. We want to encourage our community to visit other parts of Sydney and other parts of New South Wales. We want our community to be fully back to work. I think many people, unfortunately, are quite comfortable working from home. And this has obviously put a big impact on restaurants and cafes and other shops and shopping precincts in the Sydney CBD. But I think we're heading in the right direction. I think, time will tell. And I think we need to, all levels of government, need to be supporting our businesses. You know, we have local government red tape and bureaucracy that affects small business. We have, small business grants that unfortunately have been reduced and cut thanks to the new government, the Labor government in New South Wales. But I think what we need to be doing into the future is supporting our communities, particularly our small business communities. Many of our small business communities are mum and dad owned and operated and run. Many of them are restaurants, and we need to be supporting and backing them in.
他认为啊，目前新南威尔士社区还没有完全的恢复，但是正在朝着正确的方向前进。他表示，多年来多亏了自由党政府，看到了对小企业的支持，也看到了对多元文化媒体的支持，比如说 2CR。他表示，在那里政府能够提供急需的资金和捐款，以支持社区，也支持商业界，并且提供了一些就业机会，创造了一些就业机会。但他表示啊，不幸的是，他觉得我们的社区还是没有完全的恢复，但是他肯定是想带着这个社区朝正确的方向前进。他想鼓励社区访问悉尼的其他地区和新南威尔士州的其他地区。他希望社区完全恢复工作。他还提到，他认为最不幸的就是许多人觉得在家工作很舒服，这显然对悉尼中央商务区的一些餐馆、咖啡馆和其他商店和购物区产生了重大的影响。他还提到，他需要各级政府支持他们的业务，他觉得有一些地方政府繁文缛节、官僚主义都会影响小企业的发展。他还提到，由于新政府，这些给小企业的赠款已经被减少和削减，但是他认为未来需要做的就是应该支持这些小企业社区，因为有许多小企业社区都是爸爸妈妈拥有经营和完善的，是一个家族的收入来源，其中有许多都是餐馆，他认为我们需要支持他们。了解到圣 Gorges Hospital 的改造的进度已经进入到了第三期，你认为这所医院的改造能怎样的帮助我们的社区呢？
We know that Saint Gorges Hospital redevelopment is making progress. How will that help the local citizens?
Well, what we've seen over the years is over $700 million being spent on Saint George Hospital, the redeveloping of our hospital to make it one of the biggest teaching hospitals in New South Wales. And of course, with that is a new emergency department, a new acute services building there on Grey Street, a birthing unit, a cancer care centre, backed in by more nurses and with more doctors and beds. And this recent stage, stage three, which will see a multi-purpose building built on Kensington Street, will be backed in with 108 additional car parking spaces for people who want to visit, people who work at St George Hospital, to make it easier to park and then go into work. This is a huge increase, a $412 million upgrade, this stage three, which will be completed in 2 years' time, and construction has started already.
他说这些重建呢，使他成为了新南威尔士州最大的教学医院之一，还有一个新的急诊室，以及他建造了一个新的急性服务，有分娩室，有一个癌症护理中心，同时也拥有了更多护士，拥有了更多的医生和床位。他表示最近的第三阶段还增加了108个车位，供那些在这里工作的人。最后他表示这是 4.12 亿美元的大幅升级，第三阶段将在两年内完成，施工已经开始了。除了咱们现在正在进行的项目， Oak Lake 区有足够的资源来进行其他的一些基建设施的改造升级项目吗？
Despite the ongoing projects, does Oak Lake currently have sufficient funding to pursue additional infrastructure redevelopment or upgrades?
Well, that's a really good question. And certainly over the years, we've seen upgrades to St. George Hospital. We've seen upgrades to many of our schools, Penshurst Public School, Peakhurst West and Penshurst West,along with Hurstville Grove and Hurstville Public School. We've also seen commuter car parks, making it easier for people to drive to the railway station to park and then catch public transport. But I, as a Member of Parliament, will continue to advocate for more funding for my community to continue those upgrades, more money for Stage 3and beyond at St. George Hospital, continue upgrading our schools, and of course upgrades to our local pools as well.
他表示这些年来医院进行了升级，学校进行了升级，并且交通方面也进行了升级。他说作为一名议员，他将继续倡导他为社区提供更多的资金，继续这些升级，也为第三阶段及以后的阶段提供更多的资金。现在又到了临近圣诞除夕的日子了，了解到你需要参加各个社团所举办的一些年末活动，不知道你会有参加多元文化社团的圣诞除夕活动吗？
We understand you are likely quite busy attending various events during the holiday season. Do you have any plans to participate in multicultural celebration events during the upcoming Christmas and New Year's Eve?
Well, I certainly do. That's a really good question. As the Shadow Minister for Multiculturalism in New South Wales, we are very lucky that we are one of the most multicultural cities, Sydney, and one of the most multicultural states anywhere in Australia, if not the world. And we're a good example to the rest of the world of, you know, different communities and different cultures coming together, living, working, playing and raising a family.We've got people from each corner of the globe here in New South Wales, 300 different nationalities, speaking over 200 different languages. So I will be certainly celebrating over the Christmas and New Year period many different multicultural communities, and their events. Of course, I'll be celebrating Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year, the Year of the Dragon, which is next year, and of course many other different multicultural multi-faith community events.
他表示他特别喜欢去参加这样的活动，也非常愿意去参加。他说作为新南威尔士州多元文化的影子部长，他感觉非常的幸运。悉尼呢又是最多元文化的城市之一，也是其他地区的一个好榜样。有很多不同地区来自全球每个角落的300个不同国籍的人，讲200多种不同的语言，都在悉尼，所以他肯定会在圣诞节和新年期间庆祝许多不同的社区多元的文化。同时他还提到明年是中国新年的龙年，他也会庆祝中国新年，也学习中国新年的一些传统文化。你对即将到来的一年有什么样的展望呢？
Lastly, do you have any plans for the upcoming year?
Well, I certainly do. You know, as Shadow Minister and Member for Oatley in the New South Wales Parliament, I will continue to advocate for my community, ensuring that my community gets the funding it deserves, that it continues getting the support from government, all levels of government, including council.
他表示他将继续倡导社区升级，确保社区获得应有的资金，获得政府包括议会在内的各级政府的支持，并且他还会承办不同的文化活动来庆祝美好的国家和多元文化历史。
Certainly my plans next year will be, you know, something that will ensure that I will be out and about celebrating with our many different cultural events and festivals and community groups in Sydney and throughout New South Wales, in celebrating and acknowledging our wonderful state and our multicultural history that we have.
最后你还有什么想和各位听众分享的呢？In conclusion, is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience?
Well, season's greetings, firstly, and secondly, a very happy Lunar New Year, the Year of the Dragon. It is a wonderful time for you and your family to get together over the next few weeks and few months to celebrate the season that was, to celebrate the incoming season, of course, and to celebrate and acknowledge our communities and our families as well.
首先他给予了我们节日的祝福，他提到中国新年是一个非常美好的时光，他庆祝即将到来的中国新年，当然呢，他也同时对他的家人和社区表示了感谢。谢谢你的到来，能够采访到你是我们的荣幸。 Thank you for your time today. It has been our pleasure to host you on 2CR Radio.
Well, thank you very, very much. Thank you for hosting me today on 2CR Radio Station, a wonderful communityradio station, both here in Sydney and throughout Australia for those that are listening. It is a wonderful radio station and it is a source of information and it is wonderful to see a radio station that is celebrating many decades here in Australia. Next year, I think you're celebrating your 30th anniversary, which is wonderful to hear.
Mark Curry 呢也是对我们的节目表示了赞赏，非常感谢对我们节目有这么高的评价。那我们今天的节目到这里就要跟大家说再见了，我是 Betty， 我们下期再见，拜拜。